Is that right?
Yeah, but I didn't enroll right away. I was actually, a couple of people had sort of recruited me to come to Chapel Hill. I'd already been accepted to Brandeis, and Guy Stewart said, you know, you don't want to go to Brandeis. What do you do up there? And then Don, who was in health administration.
Don Madison?
Madison. Also was a visitor to Mount Baia when I was there. Some good conversations. And he actually came back and talked to Cecil Shipps, and I ended up getting an offer for some subsidy. I also met John Castle, who visited Mount Baia. He knew Jack Geiger and Sydney and Emily Clark. Do you know those names?
And the names are familiar.
Yeah, they did the practice model in South Africa at the Palela Clinic many, many years ago, and pulled together this team that eventually ended up, a lot of them here in Chapel Hill and every place else. I'm thinking of a professor in Epi other than John Castle, who was from South
Cecil
Africa.
Sloan?
Cecil Sloan? Cecil Sloan, yeah. And Ebby, her husband was professor here.
Oh, also. Harry Phillips's wife?
Harry Phillips and his wife, yeah.
I can't believe I can't remember her name right now. But
they were all
Eva Salbert?
Eva Salbert, yeah. They were part of the South Africa sort of network. Castle, to me, was really an amazing man. He came down just to see what we were doing. He knew Jack Geiger. But I was running a unit in Mississippi called Community Health Action. So it was close to the model that Castle and Sloan and all those guys, Stewart, had developed in South Africa. So Geiger was trying to replicate that model, and I was the person who was in charge of the community stuff. When Castle came down, he said, well, here you are working with the community, and I'd just like to take a little few minutes. And that's pretty much what he did. He talked to me about 15 minutes and said, I know you're busy and I won't take up any more, but if you could introduce me to several of these people that you've trained, I'd like to talk to them. And, you know, I doubted whether there'd be much communication, given Castle's patterns of speech and many of the local people could not be understood a few miles away from where they had spent all of their lives over in the Mississippi region. But at any rate, I pulled together four or five people for Professor Castle to talk to. Sort of forgot about him for a couple of hours and went back, and he was in animated conversation with these folks, and I think none of them had gone beyond the eighth grade. But they were smiling at each other and talking, so I gathered it had gone reasonably well. So on his exit visit, he said, you know, you're doing very well. I said, well, thank you. He said, you know, I know you kind of know the right things to say, but the best indicator of the effectiveness of what you're doing is the knowledge base of the people that you're trained, and they did very well indeed. So I was really thought he was the first person to do that. Most people want to talk to the head people. Mm-hmm. That was not his approach. So mm-hmm. I said, this, you know, he's exactly right. It was just so abundantly clear. And then, you know, from that point forward, I had a deep respect for him and certainly for Chapel Hill as well. I got a chance to meet Lucy Morgan, Cecil Shipps, people like that, before I came here.